Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Tuesday, May 13th. There's some progress to report on police partnership discussions between Owen Sound and West Gray. Owen Sound City Manager Tim Simmons told councilors yesterday he's been working with both police chiefs and senior leadership at West Gray over the past few months. Last year, councils in both municipalities passed motions to explore the potential implementation of joint police services. A project charter's been drawn up. Simmons says council's expected to get a report next month and a request to approve a new joint task force to further advance police partnership discussions.
Our goal now would be to bring that to the June 16th meeting, but we're waiting on West Gray at this point.
FlixBus is extending its service to more locations in Bruce and Gray counties this summer in an effort to connect the province's top beach towns. Its bus between Toronto and Owen Sound is expanding to include additional seasonal stops in Sauble Beach, Southampton, and Port Elgin. South Bruce Peninsula Mayor Jay Kirkland expects this will boost an already positive outlook for the summer tourism season.
We have such a beautiful area up here. You know, when you come up to the Bruce Peninsula from Sauble Beach right up to Tobermory, it's something people want to discover and see, and it's, I think we're going to have a very busy and lucrative tourist season this summer.
Saugeen Shores Police are appealing for tips after receiving a report of a possible break and enter to a business in Southampton. Police were called to the area of 140 High Street early Saturday morning, but officers didn't find anyone inside the building. Town police say they're reviewing security camera footage as the investigation continues. Gray County's planning to buy some land to redevelop the Early On Center in Hanover. The existing one on 9th Street is aging, lacks accessibility, and has limited parking. The land for the new Early On build is on 17th Street Crescent in Hanover. Anne Marie Shaw is Gray County's Director of Community Services.
Hoping for the end of next year, end of 2026, if we can get out and get our architectural person hired, get the drawings going, get them approved by council, and then hopefully start building the spring.
Saugeen Shores Landfill has about 5 to 7 years left until it reaches capacity. That's according to the latest annual report. The town's looking at expanding the landfill on the existing site and has submitted its proposed terms of reference for approval by the Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks. On the national news, Prime Minister Mark Carney's new cabinet will be unveiled today, and sources are saying there will be many new faces. The swearing-in ceremonies this morning at Rideau Hall. And an Alberta separatist group has released a referendum question on independence from Canada. The Alberta Prosperity Project says it's going to try to get 600,000 registered supporters and then hold the referendum late this year. The question will ask whether people support Alberta becoming a sovereign country rather than a province of Canada. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for a lower open this morning. Futures down slightly in pre-market trading. A breath in the recent market rally. Big time gains yesterday. The Dow closed 1,160 points higher at 42,410. The S&P 500 advanced more than 3%. NASDAQ, the tech stock benchmark, 4.5% higher. While the TSX closed 174 points up at 25,532. Bitcoin trading nearly 2% higher this morning at over 103,000 US. The price of oil also higher, 1%, $62.60 per barrel, while gold slightly higher as well at $3,260 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.48 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead with the morning sports brought to you by Remax. The Edmonton Oilers are one win away from the conference finals. They shut out Vegas to take a 3-1 series lead. Stuart Skinner was back in goal and stopped all 23 Vegas shots. Carolina dumped Washington 5-2 to take a 3-1 lead. One game tonight, Winnipeg's in Dallas. Stars lead 2-1. Leafs-Panthers series deadlocked at 2 resumes tomorrow in Toronto. Reports are Ken Holland will be the Kings' new general manager. London Knights outscored Oshawa 7-5 to take a 2-1 lead in the OHL Championship. The Knicks beat the Celtics to take a 3-1 lead. Minnesota's also up 3-1 after their win over Golden State. The Dallas Mavericks won the draft lottery. They went in with just a 1.8% chance of getting the number one pick. Raptors actually had much better odds than Dallas, but they will select 9th. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. That is sports. You can always find more on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Mainly sunny this morning, then increasing cloudiness and a slight chance of some showers in the afternoon. A high of 22 today. Tonight, cloudy, chance of some showers and a low of 15. And mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of some rain in the afternoon, possibly a thunderstorm. A high of 23.